Justice Jackson has the opinion of the court this morning in case 22-1238, Office of the United States Trustee versus Hammonds.
The federal bankruptcy system is administered by two programs, the U.S. Trustee Program and the Bankruptcy Administrator Program. The U.S. Trustee Program is housed within the Department of Justice, and it administers the vast majority of the 94 bankruptcy districts in the United States. The Bankruptcy Administrator Program, which is run under the supervision of the Judicial Conference, oversees six bankruptcy districts, all located in Alabama and North Carolina. Two terms ago, in Siegel versus Fitzgerald, we held that a bankruptcy fee statute violated the uniformity requirement of the Constitution's Bankruptcy Clause because it allowed for different fees in U.S. trustee and bankruptcy administrator districts. Today, we are asked to decide the appropriate remedy for that violation. To answer, we start by looking to the nature of the constitutional violation identified in Siegel. Three features of the violation are worth highlighting. First, the violation we identified was non-uniformity, not high fees. In other words, we held that Congress could not impose non-uniform fees on otherwise identical debtors based on their district. We did not hold that Congress could not raise fees. Second, the disparity created by the statute was short-lived. It started in January 2018, and thanks to a revised fee statute passed by Congress, ended in April 2021. Finally, the disparity was small. Even under the unconstitutional statute, 98% of debtors paid uniform fees. With the particular features of this short-lived and small monetary disparity in mind, today we answer the question of how to remedy it. Our guide is congressional intent. We ask what Congress, had it been informed of the violation, would have wanted. Here, that answer is straightforward. Congress would have wanted uniform fees going forward, not a $325 million refund for those debtors who paid higher fees in U.S. trustee districts, or an administratively challenging retrospective extraction of money from the small number of debtors who paid lower fees in bankruptcy administrator districts. As discussed in greater detail in our opinion, Congress's intent is clear from the intensity of its commitment to having the U.S. trustee program be self-funded by fees, and it is also clear from the disruption that would follow from a $325 million refund. Thus, the only real question is whether Congress would have wanted a retrospective raising of fees for the small number of debtors who paid lower fees in bankruptcy administrator districts. Given the minimal consequences for that collection for Congress's scheme and the serious administrative difficulties associated with pursuing that course, we hold that a retrospective raising of fees in bankruptcy administrator districts is not required for the remedy to be effective. The debtors before us and the dissent argue that due process requires us to override congressional intent. To advance this argument, they rely on a series of cases arising out of challenges to state taxes. Even assuming those tax cases apply here, they do not counsel a different result. The bankruptcy code provided the debtors with the opportunity to challenge their fees before they paid them. So due process does not require any particular remedy. In other words, while we agree that due process and other constitutional considerations may sometimes limit our remedial options, they do not do so here. Therefore, consistent with our precedent, both inside and outside the tax context, we implement the remedy Congress would have wanted. For these reasons and others we lay out in the opinion we file with the clerk today, the decision of the Tenth Circuit is reversed, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. Justice Gorsuch has filed a dissenting opinion, which Justice Thomas and Justice Barrett joined.